So, yeah.
Then I will call the CROG Cost Review Subcommittee for Monday, April 26, 2021 to order. And Karen, are you going to do a roll call or are we dispensing with that?
I think for the record, we need it.
We need it. Yeah.
Okay.
Good morning, everyone. Please unmute to let me know if you're in attendance. Start off with the tone of Avon.
Larry Barilla's here.
Handover. Bloomfield.
John Coleman is here.
Jonathan Tesi is also here.
Thank you. Bolton.
Patrice Carson is here.
Kenton. Columbia. Coventry.
Penny here.
East Hartford.
Doug Wilson here.
East Windsor. Ellington. Farmington. Glastonbury. Granby.
Kirk Severance.
Hartford.
Frank Delaripa is here.
Sandy Fry is here.
Mansfield.
John Carrington's here.
Marlborough. New Britain. Newington. Plainville.
John Bossy here.
Rocky Hill.
Yes, follow me here.
Simsbury.
Tom Roy's here.
Summers. Oh, no. Summers. Jeff, South Windsor.
Jeff Doolittle's here.
Southington. Stafford. Suffield.
Darren Isherwood's here.
Vernon.
Dave Smith, good morning.
Good morning. West Hartford.
Dwayne Martin.
Weathersfield.
Eric Greger here.
Willington. Windsor.
Adam Kessler here.
Thanks, John.
Thank you, Karen.
And I think we had one or two people come in while you were doing that, Karen.
Do you know who they are?
So is there anyone that Karen didn't get?
Yeah, Tim Webb, town of Ellington.
Kevin Kelly, town of Hebron.
Thank you. Okay, John.
Thanks, Karen. We'll move on to the public forum. Is there anyone from the public on this meeting that would like to address the committee? Hearing none, we'll move on to adoption of the minutes, and I would entertain a motion to so do.
Patrice Carson will move that.
Thank you, Patrice. Is there a second?
Second, Jim Salmi.
Thank you, Jim. Like your background.
Number 12, Augusta.
Any corrections, deletions, amendments to the minutes? Hearing none, all in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions.
Dave Smith from Vernon abstain.
Thank you, Dave. Any other abstentions? The most minutes are approved as delivered. Now we'll move on to our lots of funding scope modification requests. So, Toria, the floor is yours.
Okay. Thank you, John. And good morning to everybody. So for the first one, this is for the town of Plainville is requesting a lots of scope modification for the town line road reconstruction project. The project was approved under the 2018 solicitation, and it's actually in the final design phase. So the proposed modification would entail separating the project into two phases. The first phase would be the reconstruction of 2,300 feet of roadway, except for 100 feet in the vicinity of a culvert and replacing a twin 36 inch culvert. There's and there's no associated funding increase request. So the original project scope was to replace the culvert in kind, but what happened was there was a proposed multi-use trail currently under design by CONDOT, and they needed to have the culvert extended 50 feet to provide a platform. So the extension of the culvert, along with permitting requirements, extended, of course, the time needed to complete the final design or final culvert design. So because of that, plus the town didn't really have specific direction from CONDOT on how to design the culvert, and also permitting requirements, as everyone knows, takes time. So to advance to construction in a timely fashion, the town, and also to, because of the appropriate permits cannot be completed, the town has requested the scope modification. They've also secured their local wetlands permits from both towns, Southington and Plainville, and they've, CONDOT has actually provided preliminary approval for the town to proceed with the LOTSIT project to accomplish the roadway work without the culverts in an effort to maintain the town's schedule. And just as a side note, Plainville has submitted its final design pending approval today. So they actually have gone to the final design and hope to obtain approval today. To incorporate the town's request for a scope modification to Plainville Town Line Reconstruction Project, and having received preliminary CONDOT approval, staff recommends separating the project into the two phases, the reconstruction of the 2,300 feet of roadway, except the 100 feet in the vicinity of the culvert, and replacing the two 36 inch culverts with no associated funding increase.
Thank you, Satori. Any questions or comments? Does the town of Plainville have any comments they wish to make? Hearing none.
John, I just got one quick question.
Certainly. Sure.
With the project being separated in, it says that there's no associated funding for the second phase for the culvert. Is that going to be paid for out of LOTSIP, or is that going to be paid for out of a different project?
I'll answer that. So it'll be paid out of LOTSIP funding, but it's splitting the cost expense as well. But one of the criteria was it had to be at least $300,000 for LOTSIP. So I don't know if John, if you have anything to add to that, John Bossy.
Is he on mute?
I'm not really sure. Sometimes people don't have audio on their computer, so I don't know why there's a problem in hearing him.
Well, any other questions?
Satori, I believe, this is Rob, correct me if I'm wrong, but the combined amount of LOTSIP funding is not increasing, right? This is just a scope modification.
Correct. That's how I understand it. So, but CONDOT did put the criteria that there needed to, the second phase of the project had to be at least $300,000. That was one of their criteria in the LOTSIP program. So, and yes, that's how I understand it, that it's going to be split and there's no associated cost increase that needs to be approved.
All right, then. There's no further discussion on Plainville. I'll entertain a motion to endorse the staff's recommendation.
So moved, Patrice Carson.
Thank you, Patrice. Is there a second?
Thank you.
Did you get that, Karen?
Was that Dave?
It's Jim Salmi.
Jim Salmi? I'm sorry. Thank you.
Any further discussion on the motion? All those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? It's approved unanimously. Moving on to Suffield and the Mountain Road Multi-Use Trail. Sotoria?
Okay, thank you again. And thank you for the approval of the Plainville project. So the town of Suffield is requesting a lots of funding increase of $184,400 from $745,600 to $930,000, which is a 24.7% increase. And that's based on the most recent engineering estimate. The project was originally approved as a multi-use trail under the 2015 solicitation, and it's in the final design phase. We've actually received the final design. It's been gone through the district and traffic and everything else, so it's final. So it's to address feedback and safety concerns from the conduct traffic and district units. Their reviews included the installation of two additional rectangular rapid flashing beacons at $25,000. So this would make a total of six RFFBs located in the project. Additionally, this includes the inclusion of a traffic person, municipal police officer, for the duration of the 4-month project in the amount of $51,200. And that was not included in the previous cost estimate. There's also an increase in the quantity of earth excavation, clearing, grubbing for $49,840. That's to account for unsuitable soil beneath the trail. Additionally, there's increased unit costs for the three rail wood fence and HMA. And you can see the amounts $15,900 and $26,200. And then additional costs combined with increases to percentage-based estimating items. So to incorporate the conduct, district, and traffic unit recommendations for additional safety measures and to account for the traffic person, earth excavation, and associated increased unit costs, staff recommends committee approval of an additional $184,400 of LOTSIP funding for the Suffield Mountain Road Multi-Use Trail project, increasing the funding approval from $745,600 to
$930,000. Thank you, Sutoria. Does the town of Suffield have any additional comments?
None here, thanks.
John, I have a question.
By all means.
What does unsuitable soil beneath the trail mean?
I could take that. Karen Isher with Suffield. We have a lot of clay soils here. So to account for additional excavation and to bring in proper material to replace that for a suitable subbase beneath the trail.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? I entertain a motion to endorse the staff recommendation.
So moved.
Thank you, Jim.
Second.
Thank you, Patrice. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Also approved unanimously.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Sotoria Weathersfield, the Walcott Franklin Roadway Reconstruction.
Okay, thank you very much, John, and thank you to the committee for approving the Suffield project. We're trying to move that into to conduct, so I'm excited for the approval. Okay, so Weathersfield. The town of Weathersfield is requesting a lots of funding increase of $668,000 from 2.6968 to 33648. And this happens to also be a 24.7% increase. I swear I didn't plan that. The project was approved as a reconstruction project under the 2018 solicitation, and is currently in the preliminary design phase. So we actually had an onboard review for the preliminary design. So this is to address feedback resulting from additional geotechnical analysis that was completed by the town's consultant, VHB. And they identified unexpected soil conditions. There was subsurface testing revealed the presence of clay, and that precipitated a revised pavement design requiring additional excavation to 32 inches total depth. So this also revised design includes removing existing pavement, deteriorated concrete base, and then installing a geotextile separation fabric under drains, thicker subbase. This all is a additional cost of $220,000. They're also addressing pedestrian safety concerns identified in the design process. Specifically, they're replacing pedestrian signal equipment at Victoria Road in Hartford to meet ADA standards, and this is part of the scope of the project. So that's at 22.5, and they also are installing concrete sidewalk ramps to improve pedestrian connectivity and to address sidewalk grades at 35.5. They also want to reduce conflicts between the pedestrian, cyclists, motorists, and buses. The town's reconstructing stamped concrete islands at Jordan Lane and then at 58,500. And they're also including additional bus pull-off areas at a cost of 90,500. I know there's quite a bit of bus activity in that area. And then they have additional drainage for 36,000, topsoil and turf establishment for 31,000, and then traffic control at 157,000. To incorporate the consultant and town recommendations to account for pavement design revisions, pedestrian and cyclist safety measures, additional traffic control, and other additions, staff recommends committee approval of additional 668,000 for the Weathersfield Wilcott Franklin reconstruction project, increasing the funding approval from 2.6968 to 33648. And both Weathersfield and Hartford are represented today.
Okay, Weathersfield, any further? Thank you first, Satoria. Any comments from Weathersfield?
Thank you, John. This is Derek Greger. Satoria did a great job explaining the project. Generally speaking, the biggest issue was when we did some soil testing out there, more extensive program with our consultant. We found a lot of clay throughout the whole entire project. It was unanticipated in this area of town. So that's driving up our pavement section thickness from what we were expecting to be 18 inches to about 32 inches now with a fabric below it to address the soil. That was, like I said, unanticipated. There's a concrete road base. Apparently that might be why it was there, although it wasn't evident at the surface. Another one of the big costs is related to just there's going to be a longer construction duration now with the change in scope, which is driving up our traffic control costs because it's a pretty heavily traveled road right at the Hartford city line.
Thank you. Does Hartford want to make any comments?
Hi, John, it's Frank. No, I appreciate Derek including the ADA stuff over at Victoria. We are under a consent decree with the Department of Justice, so this will go towards credit for that. Thank you, Derek.
Thank you. Any questions from anybody of this project? Hearing none, I would entertain a motion to endorse the staff recommendation.
So moved, Patrice Carson.
Thank you, Patrice. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Jim. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions. Thank you again. That's unanimous, Karen. Last one for today, Windsor International Drive roadway improvements. Satoria?
Okay, yep, I was having trouble with my mute. Thank you, John, and thank you to the committee for the approval of the Weathersfield project. It's we appreciate being able to advance the project further. So Thank you for that. Okay, so this is for the Windsor International Drive Phase 1 northbound. So the town of Windsor is requesting a funding increase of $1,078,800 from $946,800 to $2,025,600. It's 113.9% increase. And the project was originally approved as a pavement rehabilitation under the 2020 solicitation. It's currently in the application phase, so it's not able to move forward until we have this issue resolved. So the funding increases to address concerns regarding the town's proposed overlay pavement treatment. And what happened was Conduct's pavement unit reviewed it for a 15-year service life. It identified, however, a high amount of structural roadway failure throughout the project limits and high percentage of truck traffic, and determined that a more robust pavement treatment was required. So the least costly adequate alternative consists of a peel and pave that will exceed a 15-year service life and achieve a 20-year service life. So in the town, in Krog's on-call consultant reviewed and concurred with Conduct's analysis. So the peel and pave option involves removing all of the existing bituminous concrete material and regrading, recompacting the existing granular material where acceptable, and then also installing new existing process aggregate where needed. And then installing new courses of 4 inches of PMA atop of 4-inch HMA. So PMA is recommended, that Conduct recommended PMA because the surface course for the surface course as to help combat future rutting issues associated with the high traffic, truck traffic and turning movement. So it's a very industrial area over on International Drive. So the new sub-base additional PMA HMA result in additional costs of $82,018 and $490,750, respectively. Additionally, earth and rock excavation costs amounted to $161,514, and additional curbing and driveway costs resulted in additional $105,940. So to incorporate Conduct paving unit recommendations for a more robust treatment that meets and exceeds the required 15-year service life, staff recommends committee of approval of an additional $1,078,800 of lots of funding for the Windsor International Drive project northbound, increasing the funding from $946,800 to $2,025,600.
Thank you, Satoria.
You're welcome.
The town of Windsor.
Good morning. Thank you, Satoria, for summarizing. It's a substantial increase. I wish it was 24.7% rather than 113. And I just kind of want to make a point that, you know, the town of Windsor did approach this even before we made the application. We procured a geotech to perform 19 borings throughout International Drive on either side of the road, northbound and southbound, so that we could characterize the existing conditions from Windsor all the way into East Granby. About, I think, 20% of the roadway that we're going to be essentially reconstructing at this point is in East Granby, but it's a logical stopping point at Route 20. The geotech that we work with recommended our 2.5-inch mill and 4-inch overlay that we applied with for the rehab category. They made some assumptions based on the pavement calculation that DOT has that DOT PMU staff disagreed with. Our design team does stand by that our solution does achieve a 15-year service life. However, we understand the DOT's position and agree that a 20-year service life is obviously better. And given the truck traffic, the regional significance of International Drive, We feel it's probably a good choice to only touch this road once, or just from a traffic standpoint. So we do agree that the 20-year service life that the DOT is recommending is the appropriate solution here, provided the committee approves of the substantial increase that we're asking for. I'm happy to answer any questions if anyone has any. And again, I hope we get approval for this. Thank you.
Thank you, Adam. Questions from members of the committee?
Adam, it says phase one. This is Dave Smith from Vernon. It says phase one on the memo. What's phase two look like? Another location or more of the same? Or
phase two would be the southbound side. So this is a international drive is separated by a boulevard, two lanes in either direction. Southbound side would be our next application, the next solicitation. We would submit under the pavement reconstruction category because it's more consistent with that category than pavement rehab at this point. So it would be the same treatment, just on the other side of the road.
So this was selected last year's solicitations and stuff as a pavement rehab. Did we have any problem with it growing into a reconstruction? Did somebody else get bumped because you came in that way as opposed to straight up as a reconstruction? Just asking. I'm in support of it. I
have the same question, Dave.
I can answer part of that, and I don't know if Rob wants to chime in. No, we're still within our budget for cost increases, and we just recently received a bonding approval from the state for, I think, I'm sorry, I'm going off the top of my head, and Roger and Rob will have to help me. I think it was like 17 or 18 million. And then we will be getting approval for an additional budget for the next 2 years shortly when the state approves the budget. So no one was, as far as anyone being bumped, no, but that's a great question. One of the committee members did recommend that we change it to a reconstruction category rather than the pavement rehab, but that's really up to the committee.
So Tori, I think the first question, if you stick with that, is whether or not, if this had not been in the pavement rehab and had been in the pavement reconstruction in the first place, was there a pavement rehab project that was not approved because we did not have sufficient funding in that category in the last solicitation?
So ironically, the next pavement rehab project was Southbound International Drive. So the one that
So they bounced themselves.
It would have been the Windsor.
So you'd have been in project. Either way.
Yeah. Yeah, ironically.
What would be the implication on the program if the committee recommended reclassifying this project as a reconstruction project?
Well, and then the southbound as well, right?
Well, the southbound has not been approved yet.
It hasn't been approved yet.
It depends if they compete in the next solicitation, which we plan to prepare for.
Oh, all right. I'm sorry. So you haven't even submitted it, Adam. Is that right?
Right. We would submit under the next solicitation.
Gotcha. Okay,
it was originally submitted as the north and southbound were split into two projects, both as pavement rehab. The northbound was approved under the 2020 solicitation. The southbound has not been approved. It was just on the line of pavement rehab. So the town has, they could submit it under the reconstruction for the 2022 solicitation, but that's really up to the town and up to, you know, the ranking and all that. So that's not anything that's decided at this time. So I don't know if I answered your question, but we do have sufficient funds.
Regarding our overall budget for LOTSIP, we anticipate being severely underprogrammed as soon as that pen goes to paper in this legislative session when they approve the budget. So we'll be looking for, actually next month, we'll start discussions about our next solicitation. So I don't see a problem overall budget wise. Of course, you know, it does take up another, you know, more, it is more expensive than we previously envisioned, but we do anticipate the whole program being, you know, $35 million under programmed in a matter of a month or two.
That's good news in part. I mean, we get some room, but the question's still on the table. Do we want to reclassify the northbound project from pavement rehab to pavement reconstruction, just to recognize what it really is?
I would support that if that doesn't put them in an awkward position. I think that this is a more appropriate category and would make a motion that we approve it, the cost increase along with the category change.
Do the category changes affect anything after approvals are set?
The only thing that it affects, and it would be more detrimental to our program if it was recategorized the opposite way, because there's a cap on how many pavement rehab projects we can have. The DOT has they haven't been really monitoring it closely, but there's in the guidelines, there's a 15% of our program maximum can be spent on either pavement rehab, the combination of pavement rehab and standalone sidewalk. So this moving it over really would free up in our next solicitation what we can offer for pavement rehab.
Well, we have a motion that's been made but not yet seconded to approve the staff, to endorse the staff recommendation and recategorize this project as reconstruction. Is there a second?
Second.
Russ Arnold.
Thank you. Motion is now on the floor, again, to approve the staff recommendation and reclassify as pavement reconstruction. Is there any further questions or discussion?
I have a discussion.
Who made the motion, John? I'm sorry.
Dave.
Who made?
Dave Smith.
Dave Smith. Thank you.
Go ahead, Jim.
Isn't the DOT setting a precedent here by changing the rules? I mean, it was indicated that the 2.5-inch mill would have met the 15-year criteria. I understand it's a heavy-duty road, but it was the region's decision to approve it based on a mill. So at that point, if DOT wants to change the rules, they could do it to any project. And before you know it, we'll be shifting funds all over the place. I don't really like the idea that they overruled the region.
Go ahead, Rob.
Well, there's some disagreement from the DOT, I believe, that there's disagreement on if the initially proposed treatment would meet the 15 years. They do say that this one would meet 20 years, but I think there's some infighting regarding the initial coefficients, basically, and some disagreement regarding the coefficients. So they're pretty adamant that it needs to be changed to even meet 15 years and that this would even meet 20. So that's their stance on it. Satoria, you've been more involved than me, but.
We brought it up several times with Conda. And so, and just so you know, this was actually submitted to Conda back in December, this application. So we've had quite a few discussions back and forth regarding, so I think this is, not the norm, as far as I think Conduit Pavement Unit disagreed that the proposed treatment would meet the 15 year. The town stands by what they, you know, what they decided with their consultant. But going back and forth, I think because of the nature of the road, and how the way the high traffic and they felt, and the structural, the way the structure is at this point in time, they felt like it wouldn't meet the 15 year. You know, so I don't think that this is gonna be a common practice, you know, but we definitely did go back and discuss intensely with CONDOT this decision. And
we also did get some engineering expertise, and there's even disagreements among consultants regarding this. So it's not cut and dry that the original recommendation would meet the 15 year. If it was, I think we would really, you know, we would have a big problem with it, Jim. But I think we're in a little bit of limbo with arguing about coefficients.
I agree that it's a heavy duty road and it should be reconstructed accordingly for 20 years. It's the way that CONDOT is basically calling the shots here. And you have to be careful if they're going to continue to, I don't know if they'll continue to do it. I'd love to get 20 year pavement instead of 15 for all of the projects we do.
But we agree.
I'm supporting this project, but it's just, it's a heck of an increase. The northbound side, of course, should be in a reconstruction. So
we agree with you.
It was, right. If it was cut and dry, then we would have fought a little bit harder. And we did fight very hard, but I think that finally this was the best course of action and the most benefit to the project for a capital improvement project. But we totally agree with you.
Yeah, I think that Jim has raised a really valid point. And I've said all along a lot of times that CONDOT's very good at spending our money. And I think this still reflects some of the inconsistencies in the CONDOT review process, which we've had issues with all along in terms of there being any being consistency on a particular project when it moves from one section to another. But I think, you know, the staff is, I would agree that it's important in this one to probably support the staff recommendation and the town's sense of where it ought to be. But it's clearly, I agree with Jim, we need to keep a constant vigilance on CONDOT's desire to spend our funds.
Can I make a comment?
Go ahead, Russ.
So Mike, I support this, obviously. I'm on board. And my question is, I have a Brickyard Road in for phase two for pavement rehab, and they questioned our design, our pavement design. I had to go back and get that redone because they reviewed my project from Google Earth. And pavement management, PMU, said, oh, we think you need to do reconstruction in this section. And I'm going to go through and do it, but it's they're questioning the design. And it goes back to Jim's point and what you said, John. They don't mind spending our money, but you're doing a review from Google Earth, and then questioning my numbers and the pavement design. So I had to go back, redo all that. I hired Max Welty to help out. So there's more money we spent, and we'll do a section of additional pavement, but it's the same thing, like they're going through and you're just questioning it. And this project, Satoria, we submitted that back in December, right? From our May solicitation.
I think it was around that. It might've been a little bit after December. This one was definitely in December. That might've been January, February, but still substantial right amount of time.
Right, exactly. Another big hang up they gave me with is now their form 818 is out and they want me to change everything for the 818. And it's just, not for nothing. Now we got to go back and change everything to reflect that change when we submitted it under the 817. So it's just, I find it very frustrating to be dealing with Google Earth as a design tool.
Rob, can you pursue that with CONDOT?
Yes.
Doesn't seem like a particularly design tool.
Yeah.
For Windsor, I will say they definitely looked at the analysis. So it wasn't Google Earth. It might have been Google Earth, but they definitely looked at a lot of the analysis that was provided to them from the town. The town did a whole pavement report, and they gave design tools and So they did do a substantial analysis. With Brickyard, we'll have to see where it plays out, Russ. Yep. You know, as far as it may not be where you have to change the design. Well,
no, it is what it is. Listen, I'm going to change that section. I have a 300-foot section where I'm going to just add additional 1.5 inches of pavement to meet the numbers for the design. Excuse me, for the design. It's not a problem. It's just, their statement was like, oh, we've been reviewing Google Earth. It looks like you have a structural failure here. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. So that's my only point is it goes hand in hand with, it's an argument that, as Jim said, it's submitted under one program. The region supports it, submits the project, but yet they don't like it for some reason. So that's all I'm saying about it.
Thank you, Russ. Any other comments, questions? Tom, do you have a comment or anything? Hearing none, seeing none, we have the motion on the floor to approve the staff recommendation and to reclassify the project as road reconstruction. All those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? It's unanimous. Thank you all for your participation on this particular project. And we'll move on to other business, which is our next scheduled meeting for May 24th at 11:30, if necessary. Is there any other business that needs to come before the committee?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor of the motion to adjourn, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed?
Who seconded, please?
Mr. Webb from Ellington.
Thank you.
And we'll regather in 15 minutes.
Different Zoom location?
Nope, same Zoom.
Okay, so we can stay here if we want?
Yes. We won't kick you out, Patrice.